Upper Nile State Governor Budok Ayang says at least 25 people have been killed in recent fighting. He says a group of armed young men suspected of coming from neighboring Jonglei State's Fanga County invaded Upper Nile on Wednesday and went on a rampage in Makal and Pashoda counties, killing civilians and looting property.
They killed 5 people in Padit. In Pashoda, they killed 2 people. In Ningir, they killed 1 person. And there are 17 people killed in Yoin. These were the people found fallen on the ground.
Governor Ayang says he is disappointed by the South Sudan Defense Force and accused the National Army of sitting on its mandate of protecting civilians and, in his words, folding their hands while civilians are being killed on their watch.
On our behalf as the government, we ordered the National Army to go and fight those people. But the forces of the government refused. They said those people are civilians and they cannot fight with the civilians. So we left them. Also, Shiluk should rise up and fight to protect themselves against those people, because there is no role of the government here. Because the government army say they do not want to fight with civilians.
On Wednesday, Upper Nile's Minister for Peace, Simon Toot, who is also the state's acting information minister, told VOA a group of heavily armed young men calling themselves the White Army were suspected of crossing the Nile from neighboring Jonglei State's Fanga County to attack civilians in Upper Nile. Toot said a large number of civilians, mostly women, children and the elderly, were displaced and have sought shelter at the Upper Nile University campus because the Malakal Protection of Civilian site is full. Jonglei State Information Minister John Samuel Manyuan said he was not aware of any armed youth from Jonglei being involved in violence in Upper Nile and said the latest fighting was among hold-out rebel groups. South Sudan Army spokesperson Major General Lul Rai Kong said the position of the SSPDF has not changed, that it cannot intervene because the fighting is between armed opposition factions of the SPLA in opposition who had mobilized civilians to fight for them.
Fighting was taking place in areas under the control of SPLA-IO, rival factions of SPLA-IO. We can never intervene in a fighting that is involving factions that are fighting in areas under their own control.
The Director of Information for the Sudan People Liberation Movement in opposition, Pok Both Baluang, says the Kidgwang and the Agwelek factions are part and parcel of the SSPDF because it signed an agreement with them in Khartoum.
So the SSPDF, they cannot distance themselves from this one because they are the group that they have signed an agreement with. They are the one who escorted this barge that has heavy artillery that attacked our position. Even the barge that you currently located in Atar, okay, it was escorted by the national security of the SSPDF. They went further by attacking our stronghold position in Upper Nile and also in Jonglei State. So they cannot defend themselves from this one.
Gerald Kong argues the Khartoum agreement has not been implemented and therefore the Kidgwang and Agwelek factions are not accountable to the SSPDF.
In theory, yes, they have signed an agreement with us, but it has not been implemented. And as a result, they are still operating on their own. They are not taking orders from SSPDF leadership.
Brigadier General Chual Dengton, a spokesperson of the Kidgwang faction, allied to General Simon Gadwich, which is the group accused of carrying out the attack, denied his forces were involved in the fighting. General Johnson Olunch, commander of the Agwelek factions of the SPLA-IO, also denied his forces attacked Upper Nile State civilians. General Olunch said the Agwelek forces only intervene at times to protect civilians against the aggression from the forces allied to General Simon Gadwich. In January, the same holdout SPLA-IO faction signed separate agreements with the SPLM-IG in the Sudanese capital Khartoum. The peace deal states that the 2018 permanent ceasefire agreement prevails and will be maintained. The agreement also called for the establishment of the coordination offices in Bor and Malakal to enable the reintegration of forces into the South Sudan's People's Defense Forces. General Olonch agreed to maintain the borders of the Shilugland as they stood on January 1, 1956. The factions also agreed to maintain separate forces until arrangements are completed to reintegrate them into the SSPDF. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Ding in Bor.